This past week, Illinois became the 23rd state to allow breastfeeding in any public or private place. Studies show more and more women are choosing to breastfeed as doctors push its benefits. But breastfeeding advocates say they get calls every week from women who've been told to cover up or go elsewhere. We're joined by two people with different views on this. Casey Madden is a mother in Illinois. She's in our Chicago bureau. And here in the studio, we have Charlotte Allen, an editor with the Independent Women's Forum, an online news and discussion community. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Casey Madden, your experience essentially led to this new legislation in Illinois. Can you tell us what happened?
My husband and I had gone to the health club with two of our three children, and we dropped our little daughters, then 2 and 5 months, in the child care center and went upstairs to work out. And I was just a few minutes into a workout when I heard my name on the PA, never a good sign, and I went downstairs to find that the baby was crying. And so I sat down and I started to nurse the baby. A manager quickly approached me and asked me to please go do that over there. Some people, he explained, found the sight of a breastfeeding woman offensive, and they had to protect their membership from me. So I did a little research, and I found out that at 15 of their facilities, this restrictive policy was in direct conflict with the law, but Illinois didn't offer the same protective legislation, so I contacted a senator in Illinois who was great, and he took it up immediately.
So your activism has led to this bill, and I just want to quote a bit from it. The bill exempts, essentially, places of worship,
right.
But aside from that, it states, and I'm quoting here, "A mother may breastfeed her baby in any location, public or private, where the mother is otherwise authorized to be, irrespective of whether the nipple of the mother's breast is uncovered during or incidental to the breastfeeding." Charlotte Allen, what if a mother were to drape herself? Does that make a difference?
I think actually that it does make a big difference.
But Ms. Allen, you have some objections to breastfeeding in public. Tell us what they are.
Well, I think it's really an aesthetic question of offending other people. There are lots of activities that are all well and good that we just don't do in public, and we're horrified when we see people doing it in public. For example, it's perfectly modest for a man to wear a pair of shorts around, but we require that in social settings he wear a shirt. I think it's a very similar situation.
Ms. Madden, what about that? Social standards?
Well, social standards are fluid, and I would believe that social decorum should change when it's got a bad motivation and when the result is bad.
Well, what's the bad motivation here? That's what I don't understand.
You have to realize that if people sense the tisk-tisking, then the result is necessarily going to be that women aren't going to breastfeed, not as many women are going to breastfeed their babies, and for not as long.
It seems there's a couple of trends clashing here. One, that more and more women are breastfeeding because it's, when I was a child, it wasn't done. Now it is. And more people are also going out to eat. There's not the family dinner at home as much as there used to be. Ms. Allen, what about the notion that if someone is to breastfeed, say, for 6 months to a year, a pretty long time, they're confining themselves to not much social life during that whole time if they're not going to go in public and do this?
Not at all, because I have no objection to a woman covering up. That's not what I'm objecting to, and I don't think that most women would object to that. If you're going to have a law that allows women to breastfeed, why not? Say as long as it's done discreetly.
Because discretion is a really subjective notion.
That's not true, your idea, in fact. People, in fact, know what reasonable standards are, and they're perfectly capable of applying them.
If we're talking about social standards, why is, a breastfeeding mother more offensive than someone in really short shorts, and can you legislate that?
You mean, should we be able to legislate that people wear more clothes? Well, we already do, in some sense. We do have some minimal standards. For example, in an office setting, I think I certainly would have a right as an employer to tell a skimpily dressed employee that she would have to put on more clothes to greet my clients.
I really don't know that it is about seeing breast for people. They know that the baby's mouth and mom's breast are coming in contact, and for some people that offends their, that they have a disconnect between the breast-sex relationship and the breast-baby relationship.
Casey Madden, if this happened in this private health club, why, though, go to the state as well?
Because what they had done to me was legal, and I didn't think that was right. And other states offered this protective legislation, and I thought Illinois should get on board.
Casey Madden is a mother in Illinois, and Charlotte Allen is with the Independent Women's Forum. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And thank you.